broadcasting live from the east side of Cleveland. I wish you all a great good morning and good evening, depending on your time zone across all these many United States, as well as many Tahitian islands, exotic Hawaiian, all the way out east to the Caribbean and a U.S. Virgin Island, folks streaming on the net. All across the world's North Pole and South Pole, and the great United States territories such as Guam and Guantanamo. I'm Little Diesel for the first time in over 2 years, and with me deliciously is Landon Lambigan. Neither had COVID herd immunity.
Diesel. Diesel, that was a wonderful introduction. And I think everyone listening, I know you well deserve to know that this is not live. We cannot get in the studio. We are locked out, and this is being recorded days ago. It's Saturday, and you're listening on Wednesday.
And I was sitting on the bottom of the studio, banging on the door. I was on the floor.
And I came downstairs, and I started banging, too. Diesel, we were throwing poop at the wall.
I looked like a crazy veteran. They are definitely going to send me back to the veterans' home.
Yeah, Diesel, I was throwing poop at the walls.
I was getting mad.
I started humping.
I did do that, yes.
Diesel, I hump people. And just got out of excitement, like a dog. I hump people.
It's got you in lots of trouble, lots of sexual trouble.
I mean nothing by it. I just start humping. And just it's because I can't control it. When I get so excited to see people, I just start moving my hips.
It's a sexual problem for you. It's very sexual.
No, Diesel. It's more about it means I'm excited. It means I'm engaged. Diesel, it's been 2 years since we've been on the radio, and there's no more McDonald's in Russia. They took McDonald's out of Russia, Diesel.
You know, I just feel bad for Russia. And I do know a lot about the situation with Ukraine and Russia, because I don't like Ukraine. I'm on Russia. I hope that Russia wins.
Russia's side.
I think they're good. I like Russia. I think...
Putin's got... balls.
I think he has
so
balls.
But so does Zelensky.
I think that Russia did the right thing. They want their old country back. And I like the idea of...
I want my old country back.
That's why I like what Russia's doing, because I want my country back, too. So I know how they feel. And now the whole world is on their neck.
Diesel, if you could put any country on their knees, like Russia's doing to Ukraine, which country would you pick?
No. That's a good question, Lambigan. And it's kind of has to do with my youth. My first pick would be Italy.
You want to make those Italians suffer the way you did for being Italian?
Yes. Revenge.
Revenge is a delicious dish.
It's a delicious disc. Well, since we did the last radio show, also we got famous.
Yeah,
we don't talk
famous.
About that enough. But we did get famous.
We got put on TV, and folks, this is going to be a little bit more real. We're going to talk about Ukraine. We're going to talk about the school shooting that Joe Biden has imagined for her classroom. Jill Biden has imagined school shootings, and we'll get to that. But Dr. Jill Biden, Diesel, has imagined school shootings. And we'll talk about things like that. We don't talk about that on TV, but we talk about that on here.
Do you think the First Lady would shoot up a school?
I think she's definitely planned it. She even said she's thought about it.
Well, they say it becomes a problem once you have a plan.
She says she has imagined a shooting in her own classroom. It was on CNN.
So she closes her eyes and could picture all the death?
No, Diesel. It's not that she thinks about it. She has planned it. She knows exactly how she would do it. Folks, the First Lady of the United States has a plan for a school shooting.
Lamigan, do we want to bring on Danny Dragonfly?
Well, I know you do.
For the news hound?
Yeah, he's a kid who likes the news.
Danny, is this your first time on a public, talking to people publicly?
First time, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being on here. We heard you know a whole lot about the news.
Well, I do use the full power of the World Wide Web. And I use different sources such as Bing. I use DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is typically what I.
Who?
It's a third party search engine that keeps me safe from
child.
I don't really know actually.
You kind of hunt down the news different, right?
Yeah,
because you try to find the truth a little bit.
What I try to do is I'll Google it first, and then I'll search it on Bing. Typically, that's how I check my sources.
So you know your stuff. I've got a picture here. It says if a drunk Giuliani was able to convince Trump to cause this much chaos, imagine what a sober ex-KGB agent could do. Could you explain that to me? What's that all about?
Wow, that's...
Well,
I can read it again.
I can't...
Oh, first, react first, Danny.
Just wow. That's
makes you stick... Stuff. It's just a bold statement.
And I can confirm that.
Yeah, you can confirm that. You can imagine what a sober ex-KGB agent could do. What do you think a drunk Putin would do?
Well, it's funny you say that, because he's drunk with cancer. Right, Danny? Putin?
He's drunk with cancer. I can confirm that as well.
I heard he's got something. He's got something killing him. I heard it's an STD. I heard it's a sexual disease.
Or what's
Have
the,
you guys heard of it?
Which is the poison?
Disease?
It's maybe like a
social
HIV. Maybe it's a what?
It's like a social
shingles?
Social disease.
Social disease. Maybe he's maybe
there's a lot
just
of theories. Social disease. I heard maybe something about
crabs.
Pustules.
Putin's got crabs.
Who postals?
Postal service, Diesel. Postal service. Okay, I got another thing here.
So maybe he will die.
He will die.
He will down and die.
I got something I was hoping you could explain to me, because sometimes I read the news and it just makes no sense. Iraq's most powerful politician has just caused a tectonic shift. What does that mean?
Well, if you ever went back, if you fought in a war, you'd know exactly what that means. Well, first of all, when you fight over there in the desert, it's one of the best places to fight a war, because it's all flat land and it's really hot. It's like the beach. And the tectonic stuff is kind of like a volcano stuff, and the sand is just kind of swishing.
So this politician's going to get some lava flowing, folks.
Oh, wow. Danny, can you expand something about Iraq?
I just want to talk about...
The Prime Minister's... Yes, he's quite powerful. He's causing, what did you say, a tectonic shift?
Yes.
He also, from what I've heard, can cause sonic shifts.
Like sounds, that's sound.
Make the
that's
way
sound
sounds.
That's the sound. Am I correct?
He can
sound?
Make the way sounds sound different.
Okay, I just got a fax. I just found out his name.
And?
Now, Danny, say at the same time as me. 1, 2, 3. Al Sader. El Seder.
You guys know your stuff.
Well, it's got another little facts. Wow.
I wanted to go through the top 10 events since...
Moktada El Seder.
I'm bored. Let's talk about the top 10 things that happened since the last episode. And Danny, jump in if we get anything wrong here, but...
I might have some breaking news here shortly from one of my sources if you guys want to react.
Okay, I'll react.
Yes. Right now or later?
Now or later?
I was thinking later I'll have breaking news.
Oh, you're waiting just to wait for the news?
Diesel, that was... What a wonderful introduction. And I think everyone listening, RDD. I know, right. You well deserve to know that this
okay.
is not
number
live.
Nine.
We cannot
President
get in the studio.
Trump
we are
COVID.
Locked out, and this is being.
Well, God bless you.
Trump got COVID. Number 8. We're listening
Biden
on Wednesday.
President.
No.
Yes.
I can't believe he. That old. That guy. Hunter.
Number 7, Diesel. January 6, 2020. Did you hear about this, Diesel?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, Diesel, January 6th, it was a coup. It was an invasion on our country.
Coup.
A silent P. Coup. And they got so close, they were going to hang Nancy Pelosi.
They were going to slit her throat.
They were going to hang her. And they were going to spread entrails of Ilhan Omar and... Pence.
They were gonna gut Pence.
They were gonna gut Pence and burn his lungs.
No.
They were saying, "Hang Pence."
Can you imagine if they really did hang Pence? You just saw his body hanging from a flagpole.
I would be like, "Ooh."
I would say, "Wow, now that's a coup."
Number 6, blocked ship in the Suez Canal?
Next.
Number 5.
You say blocked ship?
Blocked ship?
Danny, can you confirm?
It's blocked not only by a ship, but by a container ship. Huge.
So, yes.
So, it wasn't just a ship, it was a container ship.
So, that was... That wasn't just a...
To add a little detail to your story, it wasn't just a ship. It was a container ship.
And those containers were full of...
So the story was true.
Footballs?
The story was true.
It was true, Diesel.
Oh, it was filled with footballs?
Yep.
Wow.
Number 5, condo collapsed in Florida.
Yes.
Condo.
I believe it.
Number 4, Biden left Afghanistan.
We need to go back. I need to go back. I have a lot of unfinished business with guys that live there. I would love to go back there and just... Oh, I have some unfinished business.
I'll go back.
You should go back and do the thing you do so well.
I spent a good couple months on a CIA black site. I've been back.
Do they still torture?
They kind of let me loose.
Like a, you think you're like a rabid animal or something?
I'm kind of like a mouse. Like a mouse that sometimes they try to catch the mice, sometimes they just accept them as a fact of life. Number 4. COVID pill. Number 3. Zelensky reigns in the ghost of Kiev. Kiev. How do you say it, Diesel?
Curve.
Curve? Danny?
Curve.
Curve? There, folks, there is a...
It's... Cove.
Kiv. Folks, there's a ghost who drives a plane and it kills all the Russians.
It's a Grim Reaper.
Number three, Johnny Depp. Number two.
Wow.
Pence? Hung?
Oh, we already kind of talked about it. He didn't get hung. He did just, maybe we're gonna...
Well, I think he did get hung. I think that he just didn't die from it, but I think he did get hung.
Just broken neck.
Just kicked his legs around and broken neck. But I think he's fine. Number two, Putin is ill. We talked about this a bit. And number one...
Wait, before you...
Breaking news?
There's a certain... A man named Musk is being sued in what people call the biggest Ponzi scheme of our century. And I thought, Diesel, you could expand on that with your certain experience.
Diesel knows.
Oh, yes.
During your gang years.
Yeah, Diesel knew Ponzi.
One of the oldest Ponzi guys. As one of the original Ponzi guys. I'll tell you about a little Ponzi scheme I have going in my own neighborhood.
Right now?
Yes. And it's probably something similar to Musk. So, in my backyard, I catch wild birds. And I'll
so
pick off...
Said.
So I'll pick off the feathers. And then I'll trade the feathers to this lady across the street. And she makes pillows out of the feathers. And then she trades me... pillows for more wild bird feathers. And it's sort of a never-ending cycle.
That's a Ponzi scheme.
Number one. And folks, we can come back to all this stuff. I just want to get to number one. Number one, the top event since our last episode 2 years ago. Emma Gonzalez, one of the Parkland kids, changed her name to X. X Gonzalez.
Wow. So they just call her X?
They call her X.
Wow, that's very evil. It's kind of like she's a possessed child. You know what if I was her, I would call myself X Gonzalez.
She said... Okay, let me see what she says. She says, "I'm like this close to snapping at any given moment," Gonzalez told me in an interview on Thursday.
Recently?
She's about to snap. She's about to snap. She's about to do...
Listen, this is somebody that's seen carnage up close.
Well, they said, "It's been 4 years since the shooting at your high school. How are you?" And you don't want to know what she said? I mean, who's to say? I'm doing good. I've grown a lot. But, I mean, in today's...
She's not well.
But in today's day and age...
That is a sick child.
Can anyone really be good? I have a cat now. She's
Lambigan,
to be cute.
Lambigan,
what?
Ask me how I am.
How are you?
Who's to say?
Enough said, Diesel.
Lambigan, how are you?
Who's to say? I have a cat now.
Yes.
She said, college starting, I'm going to take a break from March for Our Lives.
Wait,
and now I'm jumping back in. I'm excited to see all these people again.
Is she going to be in college forever?
No, these kids, Diesel, they just want to be famous.
Are these forever kids? Like, Peter Pan, Neverender Kids? The Neverending Kids?
These kids live...
X is a forever kid?
Yes, this X lives in this forever.
Would you have to change the way you talk to someone named X? Or would you just treat them
You look
like
away.
Else.
You look away when you talk.
You
to
stare
them.
Down at the ground when you talk.
Yes, unless you have a.
Here's interesting. You guys know David Hogg, the other prominent Parkland kid.
Yeah, the oink Hoggy.
Oink. His last name's Hogg, and that's what he's so upset about. So David Hogg, it says, tweeted recently that this time the energy feels different. And she said she's glad to hear that David thinks that things have shifted, but I feel it feels exactly the same.
So they're kind of splitting up. Were they dating?
I think they were dating.
I think she's way out of his league. He's very ugly, Lamigan.
She says, I'm very close. I'm like this close to snapping at any given moment. And
what
I
does
think
she
we
want?
Should leave. I think we should leave it there. What does she want? I think it's quite obvious.
She has the urge to kill. She wants to do her own. She wants to do revenge, just like I want to. Just
you
like I want to bring
unspoken? It. Unspoken. What you said was unspoken, and now you have put words.
I
to
gave
wisdom.
It power.
You
I gave put, it power.
Put words to truth, and you gave it power.
Just
X
like I
is a threat.
Just like I want to bring Italy to its knees as revenge for how I was treated as a young Italian.
Rest X.
X wants to have her own little shooting as revenge for her getting shot at.
Police who are listening, we have plenty of people in the force who listen.
Danny?
Arrest X.
Danny, can you call the police?
Can I call the police?
Yes. On me?
Should I report an emergency?
Yes. On a citizen's arrest for X Gonzalez.
She said in an article that she's going to snap at any given
moment. So this is our citizen's arrest.
So her and Hogg, are they their thing? I wasn't
over.
Really listening earlier. Their thing?
They're over.
Well, he thinks the energy's different, and she says, well, I think it's just the same, and she's going to go kill people.
And Hogg wants to kill people too?
He just says the energy's different.
Hogg says the energy's different. Hogg wrote a book. He's rich. He made money off these shootings. X just wanted the fame.
Like I could write an article about this. And also,
oh, you write?
Also
you write?
Sometimes I write. And you mentioned that X is nowhere near Hogg as far as looks go.
Oh,
yes, Hogg is very unlikely.
Hogg is very ugly.
Unlikely
to be good looking.
Unlikely to be looked at as a good looking person.
And X got a buzz cut after the shooting.
I could never kiss a woman with a buzz cut.
That's the title.
Yeah, you have
the woman with the buzz cut?
That's the title of my article.
Oh, yay.
What? Which part?
Daniel Hogg, high school student, is unlikely to be looked at?
Unlikely to be considered a good...
unlikely to be
looked at as a good-looking
person. That's correct.
Unlikely to be lovely to look at. To be loved and to be looked at. I'm screwing it up.
You ruined.
Hogg is unlikely to be looked at as a good-looking person.
X Gonzalez is unlikely to be considered lovely.
X Gonzalez likely. Oh, I've got it.
Likely.
David Hogg is unlikely to be looked at as a good-looking person. And
no,
the
you're
subtitle
saying, like,
will be X Gonzalez is likely to commit violence.
You just talk like a headline. X Gonzalez unlikely to be lovely. X Gonzalez likely to kill.
So you want to cut out the Hogg part?
Well, I'm talking about the sub headline. The title is.
We got to get 18-year-old
Hogg. 18-year-old Hogg unlikely. 18-year-old Hogg unlikely to be looked at as good looking.
We got to get him on this show.
I need to pick his brain. Someone who made money off of a tragedy is always very interesting to me. I made a lot of money off of my father's death because of his tragedy.
You sold water bottles at his funeral.
Yes.
I used to always have a box of candy, and I would sell each candy bar for $1, and I would make a pretty penny off that.
I sold a shrunken head to a historian.
Delightful, Diesel. Do you guys know that? Or do you guys wear masks? You guys mask up.
I used to sell candy.
Used to sell candy?
For fun?
And I would include, and inside the wrappers, I would include my newest headlines.
I like it.
An old fashioned go getter.
That's very entrepreneurial.
Lamigan was one of the original Halloween candy ruiners. He would put razor blades into candy.
Mm-hmm. I would put
needles. That's your claim to
fame? Yep, I put needles in Three Musketeers.
Like old heroin needles?
He would bite into a Three Musketeer and you'd eat a needle. Yeah,
you'd be injected with old heroin.
You'd swallow a needle like a pill.
Filled with old disease.
You'd fall asleep to mysterious euphoria initiated by old opiates.
But you'd think it's from the Snickers.
But no, it was just old busted heroin. Folks,
old heroin scrap.
Y'all, do you both wear masks? You wear masks?
No.
I do not.
I choose not to.
I think it's selfish. Why can't I see your smile?
I've always worn a veil in public, so it's...
I just can't imagine
I
that.
Never even...
I've never seen you wear a veil, Diesel.
I've never...
You talk the big talk about your veils, but I've never seen you in a veil.
I never needed the mask, because the veil was enough. The Surgeon General. Who... Do you ever talk to the Surgeon General? He approved my veil. He says I can smoke inside my veil in the grocery store.
If I had Fauci right here, before he could even blink, his pile of blood. His throat would be in my claws, I swear to you, Diesel. He would not even breathe
for a second
in my presence.
I would be covered in Fauci's guts.
Before he could even say hello, his blood would be all over my head.
He would explode. As soon as before a conversation could even start, he would be a pile of blood.
I'd make a necklace out of his toenails.
Yes, his teeth would be all over my forehead like a dartboard. Bullseye. I'd say bullseye.
We'd be chucking his teeth at each other. I would knit a scarf out of his hair.
I'd melt down his glasses and make new trinkets out of the old glass.
I would make an eye patch out of his balls.
Yes.
Then I'd string up a skeleton and make it into a punching bag.
I'd make a little neck pillow out of his butt.
I would cook his heart up with scrambled eggs. Feed it to my cat.
Danny? What would you do, Danny?
You guys hear about this this Alabama?
No, Danny. What would you do to Fauci?
I'd
punch him.
I'd beat him to I'd beat him to a pulp.
Oh, okay. Well, I was
I'd
just
make sure he'd never move.
Oh, well, guess what? I was just kidding.
We were kidding. We were just kidding.
Mm-hmm. So you just beat up an old man? You just beat up an old man?
Mm-hmm.
I was just playing along with you guys.
So, but you were serious?
I was. A gunman killed three seniors at a potluck dinner in Alabama.
Don't tell X.
I always knew that potluck dinners would cause that someday. Death and bloodshed.
Well, I don't know about a killer at a potluck dinner, but I know of some killer potato salads I've had at a potluck.
I never bring anything to a potluck.
Well, the food's there. You can just trust that others will bring.
That's the whole point of a potluck. There's already always so much food.
You ever been to a potluck where you didn't bring anything and they won't let you eat?
Well, the first time I went to a potluck, I brought some food and no one touched it. So I said, fine, there. That would be my ticket for the rest of my life for a potluck with no dish.
What'd you bring?
It was a sweet pasta salad.
Sugary sweet.
Yes, many people don't like it. It was a summery sweet pasta salad.
It doesn't sound very good.
With tomatoes and sugar.
Berries.
And berries. Mostly just sugar.
And
it was very sweet.
Cinnamon?
No.
Caramel?
No. It was a summer salad.
Yeah, I don't know. So you go to a potluck a couple years later, don't bring anything, and the mean mommy comes up and says you can't eat because you didn't bring anything.
And I say, well, what
you
did
say?
Once.
I guess I did. And then what are they gonna argue with you? They're gonna ask, well, which one did you bring? You're gonna say, what, you to me? And then you get really close to them, and people back off. That's what I've learned. And I'm saying that as a comment, and I'm saying that it is as an order. Comment, people back off. As an order, people back off.
It's like a 21 gun salute at a potluck. It's a circular firing squad. Well, as soon as you start going crazy at a potluck, it's over, man. You have free food.
I've been to a 21 gun at a potluck, and it was indoors.
And they shoot the ceiling.
Quite a shock.
Did it get any feet? Are there people on the second floor?
They shoot the ceiling, and the plaster falls on the feet.
Do the bullets hit the bottoms of the feet of the people on the floor above?
I hope there wasn't asbestos.
I hope not.
Was there any
bullets? Some of the bullets will hit people's feet. Other bullets will go into the plumbing.
And did they ricochet?
Did any mice come down from the holes in the ceilings and fall into food?
Ricochet.
So they shoot bullets up into this. The ceiling.
One quick question, Danny. Ricochet?
Oh, there was ricochet. There was lots of harm done at the potluck.
Did any bullets bounce from the pasta salad into the potato salad?
Oh, that would have been funny. But it didn't happen.
Oh, wishful thinking. Oh, do you guys know what I mean when I say people back off?
As a command?
Is a command and is a comment.
I understand.
People back off when you're at a potluck. When you get in their face, people back off.
Or?
People back off.
It's kind of like, did you see the story about Tom Hanks knocking over my wife? He told the crowd.
Yeah, he told the crowd, knocking over my wife.
And it was
a
little kid.
Before that, though.
Oh, what did he say, Danny?
Back the fuck off.
No. He said that.
He would never say that to a kid.
And then he stared at this kid like he was going to snap his neck.
I got a job at a bakery.
Diesel, you sounded... I've never known you to be so excited about a thing you've done with your life.
They don't pay me. I'm just an assistant learner. This is what they call me, a learner helper.
What kind of What are you doing? Are you the dough guy?
I'm the donut
dough
hole
guy.
I'm the donut hole guy.
You scoop out the center of the donuts, huh?
They say, I don't care how you do it, just make the hole.
Oh, they didn't show you how to do it?
No. They put me in a room all by myself and say, I don't care how you do it.
Just do it.
Just get it done. Just make the hole.
That's what I like the most. That's my favorite thing you told us. Yeah. I don't care how you do it. Just do it. Here you go.
Oh, you worked at the bakery too?
No, I'm talking people work.
Well, that's how they thought of let freedom ring.
I work with people.
Thank God Almighty, let freedom ring.
Well, that's what they said to our forefathers, our founding forefathers. They said,
comes from bakery.
Run this country. I don't care how you do it, just do it. They all dusted off their wigs and and Benjamin popping their powder and
they grabbed their wig and patted their butt with it, slapped their ass with their wig.
Their cheeks were so pink too.
They antiqued each other with the powder.
Made little ham sandwiches with piece of cheese between their butt cheeks and Benjamin Franklin took his kite up to the sky and
patted their little butts with powder.
You know what? My problem with Benjamin Franklin is he invented electricity, the printing press, liberty, and the guy's got an STD.
He's got a reputation.
And folks, I keep talking about STDs, it's because I just found out what they were. You can have sex and get diseases.
Well, Benjamin Franklin was a boobaholic.
Well, diesel boobs were voluptuous back then. You know what they do? How they made boobs so? They wore corsets. It made the women's strap the women's guts to their ribs, and then it made their boobs pop out.
She was a
boobs.
She was a nippleaholic.
Yeah, it made the women look busty.
Did you ever do any reporting on Benjamin Franklin? Danny.
Or busty women.
Or just nipples or addiction.
I try to stay away from the sexualized
items. Oh, I totally understand. I totally get it.
Yes. Have you ever...
But I'd be happy to...
Have you ever with a woman?
You ever been with a woman?
I would like to tell you guys, but off the air.
Okay.
I love off the air.
Wow, he just passed me a note, and it says yes. And underneath it says yes to boobs too.
He just passed me a note, and it's a drawing of him doing it with the woman.
It's like he just passed me a realistic sketch of him. Oh, I shouldn't.
He just passed me a DVD, and I'm playing it, and it's a sex tape.
It's a celebrity.
Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. Nice. Thanks.
Just passed you a DVD.
Thanks.
What does DVD stand for?
DVD. Oh, Diesel. It's Indian.
Da Vinci.
Indian language.
Da Vinci device. If I wanted...
Da Vinci was an interesting person too, just like Benjamin Franklin.
He stretched his body out into an airplane.
Yeah, he was. Exactly. He painted, but he also invented. He made a little airplane device
that stretches your body while you fly.
Stretches out his skin like a flying squirrel wing.
Like a dissection. Have you ever dissected an owl pelt?
I know, because when I see an owl, I just want to make it quick. I just want to put them out of their misery fast.
We've talked about it before, but you've punched an owl in the face, right? To death?
Oh, yes. Barn owls.
Instant death?
Because diesel barn owls, they will...
But their faces just look so... want to punch it.
Yeah, I hate talking about poop and boobs and stuff, but barn owls, they'll poop. They'll defecate all over you. Barn owls will poop all over your barn, and you got to punch them, and you got to make it quick.
Do they eat bats? Can you eat owl?
I don't think you can eat owl. I think that their meat is kind of like gravelly. I think it'll make you very sick.
Kind of like my voice is gravelly.
I've definitely punched an owl, a barn owl, though.
Do they die instantly?
Yes. Yes. Their skulls are sort of ceramic. You know how you ever get in a bar fight with a wimpy weakling and you punch him and you just feel the bones shatter?
I never even thought about eating an eagle.
That's an interesting thought.
But I just did a little research. Danny, you can probably verify. Birds of prey don't have a good taste. You know, they make you sick to eat.
They don't taste good. And also, they don't enjoy eating. They don't have good taste.
But let me ask, if they eat fish and you eat them, can you taste the fish?
Well, if you open up their bellies, you can actually eat their food.
Do they eat the bones?
What I like to do is open up the bellies and eat their food.
Slice open.
I always find the bird that I get the bird after they just had their kill, like a fish or a frog. And
a toad.
I kill that bird and eat their meat.
Do you sometimes have to kill whatever animals in their stomach first?
Oh, when they've been freshly eaten,
yes.
And they're still fighting for their life.
Yes.
I have to do a
the
double
kill shot.
Yeah, double kill. I'll open them up and then I'll fire one bullet into their gut.
Or karate.
You guys know there's got to be a world out there where birds get pregnant instead of lay eggs. Pregnant eagle.
Lamigan, before you say all that.
Like with a big belly?
Big belly. Big belly in the sky.
Lamigan, before you say all that, I had an uncle that worked at a... He was a criminal uncle. He worked at a funeral home. And whenever someone would die, he would cut open their stomach and eat what they ate.
Like burgers and ice cream?
Like last meal stuff. You ever hear about a last meal? It's always yummy. That's why he would do it. Good food.
Good food?
Have you ever done a kill like that? Where you
open up
where
the belly?
You kill something and then you open up the belly and kill what's in their belly?
With the animals? Yeah. Elephants. Sometimes I'll cut them open and I'll have a big... That's how I get my greens.
Folks, we'll be back next week live in the studio taking phone calls just like the old days. We're so sorry about tonight. It won't always be like this. It'll be like the old days. We'll play little sound effects and we'll take live callers at their regular phone number. Have a great night. I love you.